Now, to represent the area of the South, which has provided so many great fighting men in this war, there is Congressman Edward Hebert, Democrat of Louisiana. It seems to me, Congressman Hebert, when I was down in the South Pacific, that everybody I ran into was either from Texas or Louisiana. There was a very wonderful bomber pilot down there who was quite a friend of mine who did some wonderful work in the Skip bombing. I'm sure that you represented a district that is extremely well represented in this war, and I'd like to know how this thing hits you right now.
Bill, I'm sure that anybody who's familiar with the history of the South will know that the South turns out fighting men.
No question about that.
And as a matter of fact, I think that if the records were surveyed today, why, it would show that the South probably has more volunteers than any part of this country, because they are ready to fight to defend what they believe in, and they are ready to fight at any time for when they think they are right. And this is definitely one time they are right, and I'm sure the South will give a very good account of itself, not only in Europe, but when our troops land in Tokyo as well.
Congressman, have you found that the members have been following the progress of the war on the maps down there in the just outside, just off the floor?
I find that they're not only following the progress of the war on the maps, Bill, but they're certainly following it over the radio. You walk up and down the halls, day of the house buildings, and you can hear the radios coming from every office that's equipped with one to try to keep up exactly what is going on. It's a definite, it's a feeling of tenseness, I think, and certainly on my part, it's a feeling of apprehension. Because while the landings have gone well up to this time, according to the reports we've gotten, I can't make myself believe that it's as easy as it looks. I'm very apprehensive of what is going to happen. I'm very fearful of a trap, maybe. And I think that the thought that should be reflected in America, we over here, as was expressed before on this program, we're in this position we're so futile in our efforts. I think the reaction of the Congress today, and we met today, was one of humility, and particularly one which impressed me more than any time I've been up here, is the fact that they haven't forgotten that this is not only a fight for material things, it's a fight for something better. And everybody ask God for his help, and I think that everybody in America should get down on their knees and thank God that we've got America and that we've got America to give to the world to help now.
Thank you very much indeed, Congressman Hebert. Now, another one of the younger members of the House, Congressman Albert Gore, a Democrat of Tennessee. I understand, Congressman, that you have members of your family already in the war?
Yes. Yes, that's right.
Matter of fact, I remember quite well that they practically had to hog-tie you to keep you from going in the war. That's my recollection of it. You were actually in the service, weren't you, when the president asked you to stay in on the floor of the House?
Waived the immunity and had been inducted, yes.
Well, I know that everyone respects you for that, as well as for your desire to respect the wishes of the president. How has this news struck you, Congressman?
Well, I suppose I could illustrate that best by saying that I was working in my office last night where I have a small portable radio when the news flash came about 12:30, I believe it was, that Berlin had reported the invasion had started. Well, that electrified me and I lay my papers down and I became glued to the radio and spent the night in the office listening to the developments over there.
Well, I'm glad to know we had some company because all of us have been up all night on the news also. What was the reaction down on the floor, Congressman, this morning when
I don't think I have seen any group of men in my life as humble and yet as powerful as this group of men were. And what we have done today, although we've had several controversial votes, there has been a listlessness about all that we've done. We're interested, of course, in what we're doing here, but our hearts, our prayers, our interests, our sympathy are over there with the boys who are doing the fighting.
Thank you very much indeed, Congressman Gore. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bill Henry speaking from the House Radio Gallery and giving you a few words from the members of Congress who have, I think, wonderfully expressed the spirit of humbleness and patriotism that has pervaded this particular session of Congress. Again, this is Bill Henry speaking from the House of Representatives and returning you now to CBS in New York.